Hello and welcome. It's our number three of the Maller Radio program, Panic at the Disco. How much trouble are the boys in blue, the defending champions of professional baseball, the Dodgers Dodgers, in without pitcher Dustin May? He's out for the rest of the 2021 season, likely half of the 2022 season, with the dreaded Tommy John surgery. We pull out the Maller scale of panic for the defending champs of baseball. It's coming your way right now in hour number three. Mayday, mayday, mayday. What's going on in Dodgerland? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we blow hot air coast to coast, border to border, and beyond the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. I hope all is well. Our lead this hour comes from Major League Baseball. Mayday, mayday, the international radio distress signal. Well, you know that, right? You knew that, right? Well, the Dodgers having some issues right now. They did not play on Monday, but they did make some news. And have they been KO'd? Well, one of their top young pitchers has been KO'd for the season. If you did not see this, maybe you missed it. We have learned now that Dustin May, a man that throws straight gas, Dustin May is going to undergo Tommy John surgery on his right elbow. He can grab some bench as he is down for the count. Dustin May, will he ever be the same again? He was injured delivering a pitch against the Brew Crew over the weekend. And he is going to be out at least until the start of 2022, but most likely the All-Star break of next season. That's how long Dustin May will be persona non grata with the Dodgers. So let us discuss the question, and we'll keep it very simple here. Now, I am very neutral, as you know. I do not show my colors at all, no emotion. So on the Maller scale of panic, and we look at how much trouble the Dodgers are in without Dustin May for the balance of the 2021 season. On the Maller scale of panic, 1 to 10, with 10 being you are about to be electrocuted, you're being tied into the electric chair, I am at a 6 for the Dodgers. I'm only at a 6 without Dustin May. I've got Hunter S. Thompson, mad scientist, and mother. And we will connect all of this together like Legos and see what we can make. Now, first of all, my main concern without Dustin May in the rotation is that means an increase, an uptick of David Price, who I do not like. I'm not a fan of Sam. I am not. But Dustin May, this is a knuckle sandwich right to the schnozola of Dave Roberts and the Dodgers. Now, May is a young guy who had been a beacon of hope that he was going, once they finally get rid of Clayton Kershaw, and he's in the last year of his contract, that Dustin May, along with Walker Buehler and the others, will be able to ascend, and you won't even miss a beat. 23 years old, the guy's built like a string bean, and he's got this electric arm. 98-mile-an-hour pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch, right up the yin-yang from Dustin May, and voila, just like that, his arm so electric that it blew a fuse, the electric arm of Dustin May. And so the Dodgers, I'm at a 6, as I said, on the Maller scale of panic. A lot of that has to do with the uptick of David Price, which I do not like. But it's like the old quote, as far as Dustin May is concerned, there's an old quote from Hunter S. Thompson. Of course, he's dead, so they're all old. But the quote about Hunter S. Thompson, you can't miss what you never had. And while it is true that Dustin May has pitched in parts of the last couple of seasons for the Dodgers, it's mostly been as a giant tease, right? He is not yet a foundational piece of the Dodger pitching staff. And you know, you look at the numbers, and in May, he made 10 starts, which, considering it was a 60-game season in 2020, is a fair amount of the workload in 2020. He pitched in 31 games total since he came up late in 2019. So the point is that while he's supposed to be good, and certainly when he's pitched, he's done pretty well, Dustin May, he hasn't been the bull, right? He hasn't been the workhorse in the Dodger rotation. Now, secondly, the part of the story which does give me pause here when you talk about the micro and the macro. For the micro, the Dodgers will be all right. Macro is a little different. The success rate of Tommy John surgery is pretty good. That's pretty good. We hear this a lot. It's a term that's used quite a bit about mostly pitchers. But very few people actually stop to think about what actually it means. It's a very benign term, Tommy John surgery. Right? Well, it doesn't sound that bad. It's named after a pitcher for the Dodgers and Yankees, but it's not for the squeamish of heart. Right? And if you look at Tommy John surgery, it is straight out of the mad scientist laboratory. And if you're unfamiliar with what it actually implies here, what goes into Tommy John surgery, you go in, you put a hospital gown on, you go on the table, they roll you into the operating room, they drug you, they put you under. And Tommy John surgery is a surgical procedure in which a healthy tendon is extracted from, say, your arm or your leg, or a cadaver for that matter, maybe not even your own, maybe you know somebody that met their demise there, and then is used to replace the torn ligament in the arm. Now, to get that ligament back in, that is the mad scientist laboratory. That's Frankenstein's lab right there. The healthy tendon is then threaded through the holes that were drilled into the bone right above the elbow or below the elbow. I think it's both, actually. It's kind of like sewing together a blanket. And the amazing thing about this particular procedure is it is so commonplace that we don't even really think about it because you figure everything's going to be okay. They've turned this into an assembly line cosmetic procedure almost. Now, there was a study done not that long ago by the American Journal of Sports Medicine, where I always go to get my sporting news. You should too as well. The American Journal of Sports Medicine had said, this is recently here, that the success rate of big league players, all encompassing, all big league players who have the Tommy John procedure is 80%. And that sounds very good, but that means there's a 20% chance, a 1 in 5 chance that something goes sideways, that it doesn't work out. I remember there was a player, the Mets, catcher for the Mets, Todd Hundley, and he had a medical procedure where they said everything would be all right, and he was never able to play catcher again. Couldn't throw. They messed up his arm. He was one of the 20% that it didn't go well for. All right, final thought. So let's circle back now to Dustin May. It's a May day at Dodger Stadium. And him being gone, obviously bittersweet. However, if you take a snapshot look at the Dodgers, they have bigger issues. They've been erratic to start the season. Things continue to change. It's like a Greyhound bus terminal with the comings and the goings there. It's a very fluid situation, the Dodgers roster. The offense has been poor at times. Some of the key players haven't really gotten going. And it's odd because at the beginning of the season, the very first part of April, the Dodgers were driving on the Autobahn. And now they've popped a tire and they're waiting for a tow truck to help them get that tire fixed. They got to take it back to the shop. But I look at this, the Dodgers are going to be fine. No excuses. Next man up. I know some are saying, well, the Giants are playing well. I don't think the Giants are legit. It's a two-horse race, Dodgers and Padres. Dodgers have to call in reinforcements. And I said 6 on the Mahler scale of panic because that sourpuss, David Price, once he comes back from the hamstring problem, he's going to slide into that rotation. I'd be much more inclined to go with Tony Gonsolin, who's got a shoulder issue. He's also supposed to come back soon, back in the saddle again for the Dodgers. And if those guys blow, and I think Price will, but the Dodgers, let's say they go with Gonsolin, he doesn't get the job done or he gets hurt again. Then they're going to have to look outside the family and get some help. But it's not like a must-do situation. The Dodgers have, you look at their rotation, and even without Mr. May himself there, Dustin May, they're loaded. They're the reigning Cy Young winner, Trevor Bauer, Clayton Kershaw with his multiple Cy Youngs, future Cy Young winner Walker Buehler, and the hero from the World Series last year in the Dodger pitching staff, Julio Urias. So they got all those guys. They're loaded up. Now, my advice, amateur advice from the overnight blowhard. The Dodgers, here's what they need to do, all right? To avoid having to pitch David Price as often as you, and once he comes back, just try to avoid that. The move here is to take the training wheels off Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer has complained a couple of times that he wants to pitch every 4 days. So let him do it, right? He wants to do it. You have a need. It would benefit the entire pitching staff if he can pull it off. The more he pitches, the less you have to pitch an inferior pitcher. And necessity is the mother of invention. And so here's an opportunity. Now, I don't think the Dodgers have the balls to do it because they're afraid, oh, we're going to get Trevor Bauer injured. We signed him to this contract. But didn't Bauer sign a deal as essentially a year-to-year contract anyway? But if I'm the Dodgers, that's what I would do. Upward and onward. I just pitch Trevor Bauer more. That's it. But again, they got four legit starting pitchers in the major leagues. Most teams don't even have more than one or two. And so despite the fact that Dustin May's away and is going to be gone, I'm only a little bit over mild angst on the Mather scale of panic. As I said, the main concern I have is David Price. All right, it's the Ben Mather Show. That is the show you are locked and loaded in right now. We do thank you for tuning in to our little radio program. And later this hour, we've got Mather's Mountain of Money. Got some lines open for the first time in a while. You can fill them up right now. 877-996-6369. That's 877-99-ON-FOX. Make sure you type those numbers in right or you're going to get a very saucy response, because if you're just a couple digits off from our number, as I was reminded by a listener, you will get a certain kind of phone line that you might be looking for more than this show. But be careful. 877. You might enjoy it more than the show also. 877-996-6369. Normally, teams wait about 40, 60 games into the season before they start making changes. We saw the Mets make a change. They fired the great Chili Davis as their hitting coach because Francisco Lindor can't catch up to a fastball. Well, there's another prominent figure in baseball who's on thin ice. Who is it? And what's going to happen? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
Have you been in a porn shop? No, you have not been in a porn shop.
Too late, Blair. Too late.
Marcel, how dare you?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people, and the Maller Militia get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can also tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays wonderful original songs like this one that you're hearing right now. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Flying Hawaiian. He won a World Series with the Phillies, and he won a World Series with the Red Sox.
I don't know.
More incredible answers like that just moments away on Maller's Mountain of Money. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Well, thanks to Just Josh for letting us know that Magic Johnson still providing tremendous basketball commentary. Did you see what Magic did, Eddie?
Did he tweet something dumb?
Yes. Goes without saying, right? Magic Johnson, very excited by the Lakers' win over the Nuggets. He said Anthony Davis was huge tonight without LeBron. And Dennis Schroeder scoring 25 points in the Lakers' big win over the Jazz. you know, all those the flyover states, you know, Colorado and Utah. When you're Magic Johnson, it's all the same. Come on now. He's Hollywood Magic. Nuggets, Jazz, it's all the same. Come on now. That is outstanding. The Magic Man. Mrs. TV Show. What a great TV show Magic Johnson had back in the day. All right, we'll take your calls now. 877-99 on Fox if you'd like to be part. 877-996-6369. You can join the fun as we reset our board. Let's say hello to David in Southern California in West Covina, hard at work. Hello, David.
Yes, Ben. Can I ask Eddie a quick question?
No.
Hi, Ken.
Sure, David. What's on your mind?
Oh, I guess you can. I didn't know he wanted. Eddie didn't want to answer.
Did Ben get his temper shot this week?
Did he get his temper shot this week?
Come on, you guys are threatening to sue each other.
I'm glad you brought that up, David, because Eddie, he lied. He lied on the radio. That's an FCC violation. He claimed erroneously.
If that's an FCC violation, then you should be in jail right now.
Eddie claimed that I paid money for a piece of audio that we played. I paid no money for that audio. There was no money that came out of my wallet. I have cobwebs to prove it. I can take a photo of my wallet.
Who did pay for it?
I don't know where it came from. It doesn't matter. Play the audio, David. Let's play it right now. Come on, Roberto. Play the audio for David. Benny the Bopper in the on-deck circle right now.
Leading off the Dodger half of the first inning, Benny the Bopper. Moneyball Mauer, the nattering nabob of negativity, the shortstop, number one in your hearts and minds, and in the air everywhere, Ben Mauer.
Yeah, how about that, David?
Was that a birthday present, Ben?
David, are you not impressed, David? Come on, David, are you not impressed?
I think that might
have
been a birthday present, guys. Maybe his wife paid for it.
Come on, isn't there some kind
of... My wife doesn't buy me birthday presents. So
I don't blame her. I wouldn't buy
her
either.
I don't blame her either. Yes, David?
That's how badly he didn't want to hear that crap again.
Yeah, right. Listen, it's a great soundbite. It really sums up the power, you know, Dodger Stadium, the hallowed hall.
Oh, that did not happen.
Tommy
Lasorda.
Well, it did happen at Dodger Stadium.
No, it did not. Now, that's a lie. You know you're lying.
I don't know. What do you mean you believe it? I don't know that it didn't happen at Dodger Stadium. I have no idea. How do you know where it happened? How are you an expert?
The guy is on, what is it, Cameo, and somebody paid for that for you. Clearly.
Well, you said I paid for it. Now you're retracting the earlier statement?
So now you're saying
Are you retracting the earlier statement?
So you're admitting somebody
retracting the earlier statement,
you're admitting somebody did pay for it then.
What's that? I don't know who paid for it or not.
You don't know.
I didn't get a receipt. Nobody said they paid for it.
So it did come from Cameo.
Indicated a price point, okay?
Who?
And you're accusing me of paying for
it.
I didn't pay for the sound bite.
You tried to pass it off
Benny
like this was done and recorded at Dodger Stadium. You are a liar and a fraud.
Bopper! Benny the Bopper!
And now, leading off the Dodger half of the first inning, Benny the Bopper. Moneyball Mauer, the nattering nabob of negativity, the shortstop, number one in your hearts and minds, and in the air everywhere, Ben Mauer.
All right, everyone calm down. You guys, I just...
Jerk yourself away.
Just exposed as a liar. He's retreating. He's like the French soldier. The trope of the French soldier. He's walking
You're
backwards.
The world heavyweight champion of liars.
He's raising the white flag right now.
I will give you that title.
Accuse me of lying. And he's, while lying, it reminds me of when I had a producer, Bergie, who I accused him of cheating.
Who?
Oh, that's another great one.
And he denied that he was doing it. Then immediately afterwards, Eddie, he forgot the talk back. He confused the talk back with the mic, and he thought he was in talk back feeding an answer to Karen Kay, who I was working with at the time. And it was on the air. It was on the live air, as Helmet Man would say.
Well, that is a Well, we hope Helmet Man is okay, by the way.
I know. It's been a while. But remember,
that is definitely an amateur move. But, I mean, that's, you know, you got to fight fire with fire with you. I mean,
well, you've been caught cheating also.
Oh, really? How is that?
Yes. Several times you have been exposed as a cheat. Do I have to explain?
Yes, you
go
do.
Go back
name
and hear
one
the
time.
Podcast.
Name
There's
one
endless
time.
Times you were cheating. You used illegal clues, and you were allowed to get away with it. Because the judges are in the tank for you.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Come on. I got to take calls, Eddie. Let's go to Tito in Hawaii.
If you quit playing that dumb drop, we'd have plenty of time for calls.
Hello, Tito. What's going on?
Hey, man. Not much, man. Ben Mallard, man. I really enjoy your show.
Aloha.
Aloha.
What island are you on, Tito?
Oahu, man.
That's the big one. That's the big city right there. You're in the big city.
Hey, baby. That's the one, baby. Just take it in.
You got to go chill out on the North Shore, man.
Hey, man, I'm like in the I'm right next to I'm in Waipio, right next to Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, wow, cool, nice.
Yeah, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying?
I've been to Pearl Harbor before. I was there when I was in been to Hawaii a few times, but special place. A lot of heavy memories there. What's on your mind though, Tito?
Hey, man, it's Tino. But
Tino! Well, you know what? On my screen it says Tito, but Tino, not Tito.
Racist.
Yeah, it's fine.
Racist.
It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, you say Tito, I say Tino, and the whole world goes around.
Racist.
Yeah. No, I really enjoy your show. You are very. You keep me occupied while I'm working.
Well, thank you. And Tino, let me point out, Tino, now, just for those of you that are listening on the East Coast, where right now it is almost 4:30 in the morning, what time is it in Oahu right now as you are working there, Tino? What time is it?
10:30.
See, look at that. We are doing a nighttime show in Hawaii. That's beautiful. And see, next hour is our big morning drive hour, but it's still not even going to be midnight in Hawaii. How great is that? Beautiful.
It feels great, man. The one thing I did want to talk about is I really feel bad about Dustin May.
It sucks. He'll likely be able to come back, but
he'll be back. He'll be back.
Well, you don't know. They could screw up the operation and he never comes back, but the odds are in his favor.
He'll be all right. The guy was shoving this year. He was shoving things down players' throats. That's the kind of the one thing I saw. Like, I was like always like watching him. It was like, hey, he is like literally throwing a two-seamer down
the way. Well, I have been concerned, though. The build of those really skinny pitchers.
Yes.
Those guys always kind of scare the hell out of me because they
I
want to feed them a cheeseburger or something, like fatten them up a little bit because they're so lean. You think Chris Sale with the Red Sox, he's had some arm problems recently. I remember, previous generations, there's always been that tall, lengthy string bean guy that's had some issues. All right, well, Tino, I'm glad you found the show, man, and we'll be here not all night long for you. I guess we'll lead you up to the midnight hour, the witching hour. There in
Hey, I appreciate you, man. You always keep me entertained.
Well, thank you.
What about that guy from Minnesota? That guy was really funny.
Hayes. He's the guy that washes bodies. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, Hayes. You like that guy, yeah. He's a fan favorite. Well, he only called. I guess no one died at his mortuary or whatever, I guess he works for the city. I don't know who he works for, but he works either for the mortuary or the city. And he only calls us up when he has to go in and clean bodies. So I guess nobody died. That's good news. Nobody died. We haven't heard from Hayes. But thank you, Tino.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, if you have Amazon Prime, you need to keep it.
I have
it
Amazon
for
Prime,
year.
Eddie.
Yeah, so do I.
My wife uses it quite a bit.
Yeah. That will be the exclusive home of Thursday Night Football in 2022. That is 1 year earlier than planned. So if you want to watch some Thursday night football action, you will have to have Amazon Prime. This year it will be on Fox, but this will be the
last
year. That's right.
Well, I'm still hearing from my TV friends who are better people because they're on television, the rumor that NBC KOs Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. This is their final year. They wrap it up with the Super Bowl in La La Land, and then they shuffle over to Amazon. I don't buy it, though, because I know NBC's got Tirico and Breeze to replace Breeze, yeah. Michaels and Collinsworth, but remember when ESPN tried to hire Al Michaels and they had a deal? He didn't want to go to cable television. He's so old school, he wants to be on regular over-the-air television. So why would Al Michaels want to call football games when it's not even on cable television?
Maybe he goes back to Monday Night Football.
That's a good call. There you go. That job will be open. They've got a placeholder there.
Those guys.
Yeah, there you go. So we've solved the problem. So Michaels goes to ESPN, does Monday Night Football, and then Ben Maller and Eddie Garcia call the games on Amazon Prime.
Oh, perfect. That would be magical.
Done. Come on.
Could be the on-field reporter.
Yeah. We'd have to miss a few Thursday shows, but that would be fine, right? Thursday and Friday shows, but we'd be good to go.
Coop would be our studio analyst.
Yeah, Coop would be the halftime host, and Roberto would be the sideline reporter. He'd be the eye candy on the sidelines right there.
Now, would I be the play-by-play guy and you would be the color
analyst? Well, no, I'd be the play-by-play guy.
Okay, that's fine. I like both roles.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Mark tape on that. All right, thank you. Thank you for that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on this portion of the radio program made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Discover something brighter. Let's see here. Can't read that one on the air. JD in Boston's very excited about cryptocurrency, but I'm holding my excitement because I've been burned before on that little game. So I'm not going to say I'm too excited right now, but mildly optimistic about something I might or might not have purchased recently, which might or might not be doing very well right now, much to the chagrin of Koopa Loop, who spat a loogie at me and chained me and bullied me for making a small investment, which is turning out to be one of the better investments.
Wait, for what?
Well, you were goofing on me for a
Dogecoin?
Cryptocurrency. That's I'm going to name the cryptocurrency. Yeah, it's more than doubled since I bought it.
Why wouldn't you name the currency? If you want to give it as much publicity as possible.
I don't want to jinx it. The curse of the Bambino is very real, and I do not want to jinx the good fortune. So I will not say the name of whatever cryptocurrency it is, but it's not Bitcoin. I don't make enough. I do overnights. I can't afford Bitcoin. Can't afford it. So, all right. Meanwhile, listen, we got to get this old guy on thin ice. We take him out of Chicago. And we are hearing now that Tony La Russa, back in the dugout again, the old skipper of the Chicago White Sox, Tony La Russa, under siege. His in-game strategical decisions, which is the bread and butter of La Russa, right? Anyone that loves La Russa will tell you that he is the greatest X's and O's in-game manager, juggling pitching staffs and all that. But things are not going as planned for the Chicago White Sox. And the White Sox do have a winning record. They're three games over 500. And when you look at the American League, one of the metrics that you look at, one of the variables you look at is run differential to determine how good your team is doing. And the White Sox are second in run differential in the American League at this particular moment. They're trailing the Kansas City Royals by a game in the division. But Tony La Russa being put on blast because of some decisions that, if you believe the reporting there, in the White Sox clubhouse, they are not happy. A couple of the decisions La Russa made in a game last week, and a decision to leave his ace, Lucas Giolito, in during the seventh inning, and also a couple of other moves La Russa made. So keep an eye on that. I think there is zero chance La Russa is is going to be in danger of being fired. The guy that owns the White Sox, if you were going to get rid of La Russa, you would have gotten rid of him when that DUI story came out right after La Russa was hired, when you know, you could have canceled him and said, that's it, we're not going to hire the guy. But that's the handpicked guy. If you look at White Sox ownership, that's the one that got away. Tony La Russa, when he managed the White Sox originally, and Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, he has said many times that the decision he regretted the most was letting La Russa go, and that was when Hawk Harrelson was calling the shots back in the day. So, anyway, all right, so a Ben Maller show on Fox. Let's see, who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Well, why don't we introduce our contestants right now for the game show? Here we go. Hit that button right now.
Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do it right now. Here we go. It's Maller's Mountain of Money. Let's meet our contestants. First of all, from the great state of Virginia, we say hello to TJ. What's going on, TJ?
What's going on, Mr. Maller?
There he is, loud and proud and ready to go from the Old Dominion state. All right, what you got going on there in Virginia? What do you have a job, TJ?
Rain, man.
What's that?
Rain.
Just rain. You're not working. You have no job. You just have rain. Okay.
I just sit around and listen to you, Mr. Maller. That's all I do for
thank
a job.
Mr. Maller, man, that's respect. All right, hold on a sec, TJ. And we have a regional matchup, because not far away from where TJ is, we go over to the state of Maryland, and we say hello to Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Big Ben. How you doing this morning, buddy?
If I was any better, I'd be TJ, but no, I wouldn't, because it's raining there, and he sounds unhappy.
Yeah. It'll get better. The rain always stops when the sun comes out.
It's a fair point. I have heard that. That does happen.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You bet your
bottom
dollar. Yeah.
You saw Annie too, Coop. Yeah. I was forced to when I was in elementary school. They took us to see Annie.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben, I got to say, yesterday was a horrible day for me, Ben.
Why is that? What happened, Jeff?
They had soccer on in your place on Sirius Radio in my area.
Oh, so heads are going. Heads are going to roll, Jeff. Heads are going to roll. How dare they put the most popular sport in the world on that channel? How dare them?
Hell yeah. I got a 2-hour drive to my first stop, and your show gets me there, so it was really bored yesterday.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Well, you need the backup option. There's plenty of ways you can stream the show. I know it might eat up some of your phone issues there, but we have the iHeartRadio app, and there's plenty of other apps you can hear the show. We're not supposed to promote those because we work at Fox and iHeart and all that. All right, Jeff, hold on a sec. You're going to play back to TJ. TJ, who would you like to partner up with on the show? You can play with me, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, or Coop Daloop.
Give me the Mexican.
All right.
Which one?
That would be Eddie.
Eddie.
That would be Eddie.
All right. So TJ and Eddie. Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, Ben.
All right, it's a good job by you, Jeff. I will not force you to listen to soccer at
Thank
all.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, this is Maller's Mountain Racist. Of Money, James Brown edition. He would have been 88 years old yesterday.
King of Soul.
That's right. The categories are Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Cold Sweat, Get Up Off of That Thing, and I Got Ants in My Pants. TJ, you were on first. Which category would you like?
Get up off of that thing.
All right. And Jeff, you were up next. Which category?
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
All right.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. All right, everyone stay where you are. Don't hang up. Don't hang up at all. We'll put you on hold here. We'll get right to the game on the other side, as they say. And we'll have Maller's Mountain of Money, the James Brown edition. Get to it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right to the game we go. It's TJ in Virginia, who I think is playing with Eddie. And then I, Ben, am matched up with our buddy Jeff there, who drives around the state of Maryland. And so that is the matchup. Let's get the game started here. Koopaloop, you want to set everything up?
Yes, TJ is up first. The category that you have with Eddie is get up off of that thing. You're going to have 45 seconds. We need the first and last name of the athlete. For this category, these athletes are all considered lazy. 45 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin.
NBA, former NBA star, the Diesel. He won titles with Kobe, but they feuded. He's now on.
Check.
Yeah, what's the full
name? Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes. Infielder, third baseman, shortstop, slugger. First for the Orioles. He went to the Dodgers. He's now on the Padres.
Pass.
Former Broncos quarterback, also with the Bears. He always had a sour look on his face.
Jay Cutler.
Yes. Slugger from the Dominican Republic for the Red Sox. He later went to the Dodgers. He was very excited.
Manny Ramirez.
Yes. Baseball shortstop from the Dominican Republic. He was a rookie of the year, and he won a batting title with the Marlins. Later went with the Dodgers and the Red Sox. All right, let's pass on that one. All right, let's not get any more right. Let's just be done.
Okay, you're done, Eddie.
That was done. Hanley Ramirez.
Yes, Hanley Ramirez. Yeah, that's
a hard one.
That's 80 points.
Manny Machado is the San Diego player you didn't get. All right, move on.
Moving over to Jeff and Ben.
Here we go, Jeff.
Your category is Papa's got a brand new bag.
Big money, big money, big money.
These athletes switched sports. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, his airness for the Bulls.
Michael Jordan.
Yes, he played for the Denver Broncos and then went to play for the Mets. He's trying to come back with Jacksonville.
Tim Tebow.
Yes, tight end for the old San Diego / LA Chargers. He just retired a couple years ago. Right. Say, all right, pass. Guard for the Celtics in the 80s. He's now the GM in Boston. White guy out of BYU.
Pass.
All right. Greatest coach in Chicago Bears history. The practice facility is named after him.
Mike Ditka?
No, before Mike Ditka. All right. How about a wrestler turned Viking defensive lineman, pro wrestler for Vince McMahon.
Oh. Wow. Uh-oh. You got 30 points there. Antonio Gates, you missed.
Nobody's ever heard of him. Danny Ainge.
Yep.
Yeah. Not a household name, no. Danny.
And George Halas.
George Halas, who's, some would say, is more important than Vince Lombardi. George Halas.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Founded the Bears. Holy crap. You guys are behind.
Hey, who's in first place?
You guys are behind Jeff
Shut
and
up,
Ben. You need to go as well. Jeff, or I got ants in my pants?
I'll go cold sweat.
All right, these athletes.
That's kind of what you had, isn't it, Jeff? You had a cold sweat going.
Quit stalling.
Well, these athletes are all considered chokers. 45 seconds, begin.
All right, greatest quarterback in Dolphin history.
Dan Marino.
That's correct. Guard for the Clippers is currently on the Phoenix Suns. Point guard, one of the great point guards of this era. All right, pass. Quarterback for the Buffalo Bills when they kept getting to the Super Bowl and losing in the 90s.
Jim Kelly.
Yes, coach of the 49ers. His dad coached the Broncos and the Redskins.
Shanahan, Mike Shanahan.
No, it's the kids. Yes, all right. Guard for the Spurs. Used to play for the Toronto Raptors. Was traded for Kawhi Leonard. Oh. All right, outfielder for the Yankees. Killed a bird in Toronto. Played with the Angels. Hall of Famer. Played with the Pot.
All right, you missed.
What's that sound? All right, what's that sound?
You missed Chris Paul for 20 points, DeMar DeRozan for 60, and then Dave Winfield was that last one. But you are leading, Jeff.
Right. Oh, that's it. We got the lead.
What's all the lead?
Stall! All right. Stall!
No, Papa's got a brand new bag.
Run the four-quarter offense. Four-quarter offense.
I got ants in my pants. These all have STDs. 45 seconds. Begin.
All right.
Go.
Hall of Fame point guard, 80s Showtime Lakers, HIV.
Magic Johnson.
Yes, went to prison for dogfighting. NFL quarterback.
Michael Vick.
Yes. A Hall of Fame second baseman, Blue Jays, Orioles. He was best known for spitting in the face of an umpire.
Craig Biggio.
No. Latino guy. All right.
I don't know.
NBA player from Europe. They call him the Unicorn. He came on with the Knicks. He's now with the Mavericks.
What? We won!
It's a tie game.
No, we won!
Nope, 1-10, tie.
Tie goes to the guy that was in the lead first. We win.
Oh, my God. Shut up.